In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. There's something very revealing in child development. Baby gets to a point, usually long before they can speak, and something like this happens. They're crawling away from mama or papa, not exploring, but escaping. And they look back, not for attention. You can see it in their eyes. They look back because something inside them tells them they're doing something that they shouldn't be. They have this gleam in their eye, crawling away and trying to escape. And when they look back and they see that mom or dad are watching, they turn and crawl away faster with that devious smile on their face. They weren't taught this, and yet it seems like every baby does this multiple times. Something inside them makes them look back as they bolt away from mom or dad. And that something is their budding conscience. Conscience, that little voice in all of us, that barometer of right and wrong, the voice that can lead us on the path toward God, even when we don't know what the right path is. That voice inside us steers us that direction. Our reading from Romans today spoke of conscience. And please bear with me, it's a bit of a run-on sentence here. Paul writes, "When the Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things that are contained in the law, they show the work of the law is written in their hearts, and their conscience bears witness and will either accuse them or excuse them on the day when God judges the secrets of mankind." Now, Paul sometimes has trouble with run-on sentences, so if you'll set his grammar aside, let's look at what he actually is saying. He's saying, unlike the Jews of the Old Testament, the Gentiles didn't have God's law to follow. But when they still did the right things anyway, it shows that God's law was written in their hearts. Their conscience led them to decide between right and wrong. And that conscience can even excuse them on the day of judgment. If that's the case, if conscience is strong enough to excuse our actions before the presence of God, then that conscience has to be more than just a sense of good and bad. It has to be more than just a sense of right and wrong, a feeling of right and wrong. It's got to be more than that. And I think the true conscience is the voice of God himself inside of you. You were born with it. You were created with it. We know from Genesis that you are created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore that conscience is part of that image. You know, God loves us so much that he pours himself into us even while we're being created. And therefore we are born with that sense because it is his voice inside us. Now, having said that, environment can build up our conscience, and environment can also bury that voice of God. You know, people are sometimes said to live without conscience. It means they have little sense of right and wrong. Often, if you sat them down, they'd admit that what they're doing is wrong. The voice is there, it just got buried. I don't know, maybe some can bury it enough where it goes away altogether. On the other hand, I think our natural conscience through environment can be overheated to where we go around feeling guilty all the time, and that's not spiritually healthy either. But there is a sacred center, a well-nurtured conscience that can be a good and lifelong friend on our path of life. Abraham Lincoln is today considered an American hero. But at the time of his presidency, he was under constant barrage of criticism, a constant turmoil, slander, and of course, eventually leading to the Civil War. Mr. Lincoln once said that if at the end of his term, he had lost every friend except one, his conscience, that he would consider his presidency a success. His conscience was the lifelong friend that truly mattered because his conscience was the voice of God inside him. That's what he believed. A Utah state trooper named Ray Barres made the news this year when he appeared in court to pay for a ticket for driving with an expired driver's license. Why it was newsworthy was not so much that he was a police officer, but that he had written the ticket to himself when he noticed that in his wallet his license had been expired and he had been driving. He said, "How can I in good conscience write tickets to motorists for driving with an expired license if I overlooked my own infraction?" So he wrote himself a ticket, went to court, and paid it. You know, sometimes life gets a little complicated. We don't always know what to decide. And I think in those moments, it pays for us to stop and listen to that little voice inside us. You remember the old cartoons that would have one devil and one angel? Our conscience is the angel side. It's that little voice that is the voice of God himself. Today in our gospel, Jesus calls James and John while they're working with their father Zebedee in the boat. In hindsight, we know they made the right decision, but they barely know who Jesus was at the time. What prompted them to leave their father? On the surface, leaving dad with all the work to do and going following someone you don't know may not be a good thing on the surface. But the voice of God inside, their conscience, something told them that this man was worth following. Something told them that in the balance of life, that was greater than finishing their work. Brothers and sisters, each one of you have a conscience since the day you were born. It's what made you look back at mom and dad when you were crawling where you were not supposed to crawl. It guided you to right decisions when there were no laws or rules to help you decide. Your conscience is that one lifelong friend who is always honest and true. And hopefully it's the voice that prompts you to follow Jesus when the concerns of the world are calling you in a different direction. That conscience is more than just a sense of good and bad, and it's more than just a feeling of right and wrong. Your true conscience is indeed the voice of God inside you. Amen.